They don't get professors, academia look down upon. People that have intellectual quests are now pushed to the side for those that are questing for some aspiration and anti-intellectualism. And y'all are looking at all this thinking like, where do I fit into this picture of dumb aspiration? I'm Chuck D. I'm told that I have to speak 45 minutes. How does somebody who's born in 1960 keeps the attention of somebody born in the 90s with whippings of mass distraction blizzarding around with their heads angled at a 45 degree angle downward? After the Civil Rights Act. Anybody seen the movie Selma yet? Now, you looking at Hot Tub Time Machine number 2 before Selma, and you're a collegian, that's your own personal choice. Well, being at Eckerd College in the state of Florida, states the nerve to say we America and nobody else is. Now, as human beings, we want to be able to think for ourselves. But when a government tells you how to think, you have to figure out like how to get that robotic click out of your back. So I call us, respectively, USAers. Geography, it's always important to know where you at. You in Florida. When somebody said, yeah, I'm gonna go up to Florida, your ass is in Cuba, it makes sense. Understanding of the world being all connected. Y'all connected to the world. Once upon a time, Eckerd College sitting in St. Petersburg, which is west of Tampa, over a bay, was you at Eckerd in St. Petersburg, and that's the beginning and the end of your ass until you get up out of here. But now you are the center of the universe with a device and a gadget. You have to kind of make sure that you master the technology or manage it and it not master or manage you. Because it is what it is. I remember the turn of the century. I was surrounded by cats and be like, man, I don't be getting on the computer because government, man, they be looking at you, man. And they all like, yo, baby, yo, check this out. Selfies in the bathroom at 2 a.m. I mean, it ain't an age thing. You ask old people, like, so grandma, you like Muddy Waters? Nah, I don't know Muddy Waters. Little white kid, 13 years old, he up there playing Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters, I'm like, yo, man, you say you love something, know about it. Because if you can't even define what you say you love, that means it's set up for redefinition. One of the cornerstones, founding members of the hip hop movement. You ain't gotta listen to me. Check your phones. You're like, oh, I didn't know that. Artists had to say something. But understand, artists didn't make it up. Artists had to follow real people doing real things. James Brown said, say a lot of black and brown. It didn't come up just out because he had a dream one night. Dr. King and people, they had dreams that they had to follow through the orientation on the way. Your reality as collegians, where's your reality? We know what your fantasy is at. We know where your dreams is at. We know what you're posting outside your inner self. Where's your reality? What's the real, real deal in your world? On how you connect. Heard Kanye did a real poignant speech at the BET Honor Award. And finally, y'all, I've been smacking BET up for so long, being a Booty and Thug Network. 22. Mama, you going crazy. But you don't be playing your tenure then. So how come you don't play your tenure up in society? Just cause corporations say they can't sell old and they gotta sell young to the point where old people be making up nonsense that young people gotta accept? How young is young? You know, only old people make up stupid curse number 9. I'm taking it back. Stupid, nah, I'm not saying I won't even curse. Stupid nonsense. Make you feel dumb about yourself. Insecure. Never tell you how to build yourself up because they might look upon young people coming up collectively as a threat. So when old people individualize themselves or kind of drift away from telling young people what needs to be said because they want to be popular. It's no worse than somebody 40 years old trying to impress somebody 20 on style. Thin line between style and stupid. Young people still gonna look at an older person like, right? And that's what, $100,000? Let's give it $100,000, $200,000, right? Because we know those prices. Yeah, man, that new Tesla. We seem to know those things. Yeah, well, I don't get what I'm dreaming. And if somebody promised you that new Tesla or that new, every generation got their favorite. It might not be Stevie Wonder, it might be, you know, Schoolboy Q. It might be J. Cole with Kendrick Lamar right now, it might be 2 Chainz, it might be Bobby Shmoo. Epic Records signed because they got the hottest street thing going on in New York. Knowing this dude is young, impressionable, got a case. You see, in basketball, your ass, they don't care if you got five of these curses to get this point across. Don't have your intelligence silence your ass. Oh, that's right. Then, when it comes down to, I'm gonna say you start going in Pacquiao Mayweather mode. No, you want to figure out what your language should be. Intelligence will save you in the board, or in the streets, or in jail. You can't go in lockdown, talk about the top of your head, just freestyle nonsense. That's headlining. How you gonna headline a show where everybody got records with a group that ain't got records?
At the Garden, we did that.
At the Garden, right?
Yep.
I tell you that you might not be able to Google that shit, because I'm telling you the absolute, it's the truth that makes sense. So there's been some neglect, there's been some super negligence in the hip-hop circuit. It's not the NBA, it ain't the NFL, and we accept it for being. Recording, the first recording was by who? Crickets. How the hell can this be crickets, people? First recording by Thomas Edison. Thomas Alva Edison, Menlo Park, New Jersey, y'all.
All right.
1877, Mary had a little lamb. Oh, you know about records. First recording. First blacks that started recording around the turn of branded, marketed, redefined, ready to take on a whole bunch of what do you call it? Whole bunch of youth marching on in. All they gotta do is give them like Rockaway gear. Make prison seem stylish. Make the prison seem like a sweet state of the millennium. And not only are people selling off their lives, but they're giving it away. It's the real, look, every part of this planet has already been mortgaged and soaked up and owned. So they've reached into another universe, which is the realm of your mind and your thoughts and thinking the next thought that you thought that you had to yourself and already figured out what that thought's gonna be.